226. A unique undergraduate. Instead of going directly into undergraduate school, I decided to spend a year in an underdeveloped country. I'm not exactly sure why I decided to undergo this unusual experience. I suppose I felt a certain underlying guilt about being from such a developed country, and this undertaking was a way for me to undo that guilt. The section of the country in which I worked was racked with unimaginable poverty. Part of the reason for this was that just 5 years before, the land had been uninhabited. But the real reason was that the central government had failed to undertake any real effort to unify the country. The racial makeup of the country was not uniform. Unfortunately, this often resulted in unfair discrimination. Goods and services were unevenly distributed among the population. The corrupt government undoubtedly underscored such practices when it uniformly declared that anyone attempting to undermine the current regime would be imprisoned. Underlying this proclamation was dirty politics. However, the government underestimated the power of the masses. Many underground activist organizations began to spread far and wide throughout the country. Acting in uniformity with one another, they unearthed evidence of human rights violations and passed the information on to foreign journalists. As evidence of massacres and corrupt government administration eventually unfolded, the government, under international pressure, began to act in accordance with international standards of law. I worked with many of the common poor on fishing boats, helping to catch underwater deep-sea fish. I saw some gradual changes take place while I was there, but I am now glad to learn that more sweeping changes have taken place. I will soon receive my undergraduate degree in social work, and I plan to visit the country again.